This appears to be, unquestionably, a demonstration of the journey of a woman through the rites of illness.
What could be more distressing than to be sorely afflicted by an absence without a name?
We all like, however perversely, to be delighted by disturbance.
Yes, but what concerns me is, if the dare is enacted deeply or dramatically enough, death will ensue, either by slow or fast suicide. Look, she bleeds readily, is often, but not always in exquisite pain. Usually the result of an unquenchable thirst.
Do you mean to say that she's capable of changing the course of... History alone will often decide the nature of the fever. Her appearance is quite typical as a rule, at least in this stage.
She does seem to be of nervous inheritance, more likely to nightmare than others. And the tendency is certainly increased by such excitement as the reading of thrilling novels or participating in unusual events.
Yes. We have to make her understand the folly of such behavior. I strongly recommend plenty of bed rest. She must remain quiet and calm. Not a lot of racket, agitation,